flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:06. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station, celebrating and commemorating 100 years on the air, 100 years of service to the Twin Cities community and really throughout the state. I'm so honored to be a part of this historic station and, you know, what it has meant for so many people. Anytime I'm out in community, especially yesterday when I was wearing I'm a close personal friend of Sid Hartman's shirt, and just seeing the reaction of people, old and young, and the stories that they tell about how much they love this station and what it has meant to me, what meant to them and their families, means so much to me. And the good thing about our station and the people who listen is that they want other people in the community to live better lives. They want to do their part to make sure that all Minnesotans are healthy and happy and productive. And I have to tell you all about Bridges for Youth, the Bridge for Youth, because they do such good work for young mothers. I'm the product of a 16-year-old unplanned pregnancy. And there were so many services and resources that my mother took advantage of. She reached out to people and they helped her. And by helping her, they helped me. So when the Bridge for Youth announced that it was holding its third annual Sprout, a Celebration of Motherhood community event on April 25th at 6:30 at the Hutton House in Medicine Lake, I said, please sign me up. Please, I have to be. I want to be a part of this event, this free event that is open to all who want to celebrate moms and support young families. And this night is going to offer a glimpse into the strength and the journey of pregnant and parenting youth who are homeless, who are addressing homelessness, who have some issues with mental health, and talk about services that are critical. Services that are critical to help these young women go from just surviving to thriving. And so I'm so glad that Lisa Mears is joining us, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Baker Hotline. Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show with me tonight and spending some of your time with me. I so appreciate it.
It's an honor, Shaletta. Thank you for having me tonight. I look forward to talking about the programs at the Bridge for Youth and the event that we have coming up.
Okay, so for folks who are tuning in and hearing the Bridge for Youth, the name for the first time, talk to us about who you are and what you do for so many people in this community.
Thank you. The Bridge for Youth was started in 1970, and it was started because there was two very loving sisters of the Order of St. Joseph of Carondelet back in the day that noticed the growing number of unaccompanied youth on the streets, and they were being exploited and harmed. And so they started one of the first emergency shelters for youth in the nation. And as the organization evolved, the sisters retired. We had our first executive director come on board in the early 80s. And from there on, the organization has been a nationally recognized nonprofit that supports young people experiencing homelessness, including minor-aged youth. As young as the age of 10, we support youth up to the age of 24 in our outreach programs, but we really have three pillars to our work: emergency shelters, housing programs, and then outreach and supportive services.
And, you know, the Bridge for Youth offers shelter to all youth, including those who identify as BIPOC and LGBTQ+. I know that in Minnesota, the birth rate of youth who identify as BIPOC is three times higher than that of white youth. And the youth with the highest percentage of subsequent births are from BIPOC communities. And you all are committed to youth equity and supporting young people through safe shelter, basic needs, and healthy relationships. And we're talking about emergency shelter in Minnesota for pregnant and parenting young people ages 15 to 17 and their children from 0 to 3. I was at your place and I saw the books for the kids and I saw the play area and I saw those young mothers supporting one another. It was absolutely amazing to see.
I mean, what happened, Shaletta, was in 2019 we opened Marlene's Place, which is a transitional living program. It's the only site-based transitional living program for young parents in Hennepin County, site-based, meaning it's not scattered site, but it's a little literally at our site, and it's a communal living experience with a lot of supportive services, hands-on parenting education, health education, mental health supports, on-site health care. We have a medical director on-site from Hennepin Health Systems, 3 days a week, and more often when needed, therapeutic support groups like art therapy, pet therapy, and that's a transitional program, meaning they leave emergency shelter, come into a transitional program, and stabilize before they find that permanent stable housing. And once we opened that in 2019, it was immediately full with a waiting list and dozens long. And so that was 2019. So 2020, we decided to open an emergency shelter for young young parents who are experiencing homelessness.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And from what we know, it's the only one in the state of Minnesota supporting minor age groups or youth.
Mm-hmm.
That's 15 to 17 year olds and their young children. And so we have both an emergency shelter for young families as well as the transitional living program.
And
that's what we're celebrating in the coming week.
And I want to take a quick break because when we come back, I want to talk to you about that celebration. I want to talk to you about how our listeners can support you and what you need from our community to keep this vital service going. More with Miss Lisa when we come back. It is 8:18. We are continuing our conversation with Lisa Mears. She is the president of Bridge for Youth. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. They have an event coming up this week on April 25th at 6:30 at the Hutton House in Medicine Lake. Now, the event is free and is open to anyone who wants to celebrate moms and support young families. And the night will really be a glimpse into the strength and journey of pregnant and parenting youth. But it is also shining a spotlight, Miss Lisa, on the work that you do at Bridge for Youth and how we can help you continue to do this work, because it is so crucial and it is so needed. Talk to me about this event on the 25th. Do people have to register? It's a free event and it's open. Can we just show up?
We would love for you to attend and ask that you register in advance. You're right. It is a free event. We have registration is on our website at bridgeforyouth.org. Our event promo page flashes when you first log into our site. And so it's really easy to sign up. And it's at the Hutton House in Medicine Lake,
mm-hmm.
Thursday, April 25th, starting at 6:30 until 8. We start with a social time, and then we have a program where, thank you for being our MC, Shaletta. Mm. We're really looking forward to that.
I'm excited.
And then we have some really, impactful, both entertainers and speakers at the event.
And, you know, I have to tell you, when we were chatting and going through the lineup of who's going to be singing and who's going to be speaking, and you gave me a sneak peek and a glimpse into what is happening, because I'm not one of these hosts when folks say we want you to come and MC our event or host our event. I don't just show up on the day of the event an hour or two before and read the teleprompter and then leave as soon as my work is done. I'm coming up to your place. We ain't just gonna be doing no Zoom to go over the program. I want to meet your people. I want to sit in your office. I want to feel the spirit of the work that you're doing. And so we, you know, chatted in your office, just took over the place, girl, and had us a good old time and just laughing and talking. And I was so struck by how these mothers are supporting one another. They were sitting mm-hmm. in there doing each other's hair and they mm-hmm. were laughing and talking, and you have given them such a safe space to be in. It is absolutely amazing.
Thank you. I mean, you and I are both mothers. We made that mm-hmm. connection. And mm-hmm. really, when you think about, when I reflect back on my journey to my pregnancy and parenting, and I had everything accessible to me, right? And
mm-hmm.
for the young people experiencing homelessness in Minnesota, one out of every three youth experiencing homelessness is pregnant or parenting or both.
Mm.
And the beyond the need for stable housing, it's really those loving and caring supports that are so critical during this pre and postnatal time. And if you think about homelessness in itself, that's tremendously, tremendously traumatic. But what leads to the youth's homelessness is typically non-acceptance in the home, significant family conflict, mental health, parental incarceration, chemical abuse, right? And they are in desperate need of that stable housing, but they're also in need of health care. They're in need of parenting education and health education, and that's what we provide at the Bridge for Youth. We're really stabilizing the youth. Most of them in our program are minor age youth and their children, mm-hmm. right? And that transcends generations. We are disrupting generational homelessness. We're disrupting potential involvement in the child protection system. About half of our youth in our young families programs have been part of the foster care system themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's really important work. And I really appreciated what you said, Shaletta, about going from surviving to thriving, because if we could wrap it up in a neat package, that's really what it is. Our young families programs move youth from that survival state to thriving, and that's what we're really excited to talk about on Thursday night.
And one of the things that you will be doing is celebrating these young women. And mm-hmm. The one thing I shared with your team is that, you know, these young women have been told their entire lives everything that they could not do and will not be. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. know, you are a young, Black, Latino, Hmong woman with a baby. You know, you don't have the support of your family. You have experienced homelessness. You're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to be nothing. And what you have done at the Bridge for Youth is created a program and an evening and a celebration that tells them there's possibilities. There's mm-hmm. hope. There's an opportunity. We love you. You're special. These mm-hmm. young women are going to go from feeling like nobody cares to knowing that they have support and they have love, and having mm-hmm. that makes such a difference. And when I went through that program, I thought, oh my God, this is going to be so transformative for these young women, because you are telling them something nobody has ever said to them before. Mm-hmm. You can make it. You can mm-hmm. do it. You mm-hmm. are special. You are loved. We've got your back. And they mm-hmm. are going to be able to fly. They are going to be mm-hmm. so high and lifted up when they come to this program. That's why I wanted to be a part of it. That's why I wanted to have you on the show. That's why I wanted to make sure that everyone knew about it. And I want as many people as they can to come. Because, you know, this is the thing, Miss Lisa. People are sitting back saying, well, this has nothing to do with me. I live in Edina. Mm-hmm. I don't know any mm-hmm. homeless, pregnant, or parenting youth. This will never impact me. And you know what? You can't find nobody to work at your company right now. You can't find mm-hmm. anybody to come over there and help you with your business. You looking for good, hard, strong workers, and you can't find any. And you about to close mm-hmm. your company down. We've got good, strong workers at the Bridge for Youth. All we need to do is lift them up. All we need to do is support them. All we need to do is love on them. All we need to do is tell them that they matter and that they're special, and give them the support that they need so that they can make it to their next level of greatness. And then there's your employee that you're looking for. There's your next manager. There's your next supervisor. There's your next essential worker at the store that you bought. Well, you got to go sit up in there and work all day because you claim you can't find nobody. Yeah, these things impact all of us. And so when everybody is healthy and thriving, everybody is healthy and thriving. One of my favorite quotes from Dr. King says, all of life is interconnected. I can't be mm-hmm. everything I'm called to be until you are everything that you are called to be. And until we give these women the tools that they need to succeed, we're not going to have a healthy economy in Minnesota. You're not going to find the workers you need for your company. You're not going to find the people you need to prop up your business and work weekends and nights and during the day. You're just not going to have that. You're not going to have it. So this is going to impact you. This is going to be a part of some of the things that you think that you know what, this doesn't have anything to do with me. This has everything to do with you. This has mm-hmm. everything to do with you. And so, Miss Lisa, I need you to tell us again before you get up out of here how folks can get tickets to this free event, because it doesn't cost you anything except your time to come out, be a part of this event, Sprout, a celebration of motherhood. The Bridge for Youth is putting it on. I'm emceeing. We are celebrating these young mothers. It is almost Mother's Day. And so this is a celebration and a party for them. So go ahead and tell us, Miss Lisa, how folks can pick up tickets.
I would love for, you know, this is a great opportunity for you. If you're a mother out there, bring your children, your daughters, your husbands, right? Come celebrate motherhood with us. We're excited to say that Jamila Pettiford, who is inducted into the Minnesota Blues Society, is our vocalist. We have Maria Perry, one of our staff, who is also executive director of Secrets to Truth. She is also a loving, one of the most loving and warm human beings you'll ever meet. She's presenting. And then Janae, one of our graduates from our program, which you got to preview Janae and her words that she is going to share. And I'm just going to say, like, Janae is not an essential worker. She is destined. Her goal is to be a brain surgeon.
It's greatness.
Like,
it's greatness.
She and her daughter, like, some of the smartest people I know, right? Like, so go online, bridgeforyouth.org. Please register and so that we know you're coming, because we do provide complimentary food, and come celebrate with us. This Thursday, April 25th, the Hutton House in Medicine Lake.
Well, I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to be there. I'm excited. I've never been to the Hutton House. This is my first time, but I'm hearing great things about it. I'm not gonna eat before I get there, so I can be hungry and eat up y'all food. So I won't be cooking
too.
I won't be cooking, because I don't have to wash the dishes. I'm gonna be eating with y'all that night. Miss Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank
you for
Shaletta.
Spending part of your Sunday night with me. You have a great week, and we will see you on Thursday.
See you Thursday. Thanks, everyone.
All right, and you all stick around, we've got weather. It is 8:37. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I tell y'all what, I'm getting old. I can't even lie to you. I can't even, 52 years old, slap me in the whole face. Because there is stuff, how you forget you got to go to work? I forgot that I had to work today. I cannot lie to you. I was at the Mall of America just hanging out. The book party was done. We put away all the headphones for the silent disco. We were going about our business. We were at Nick Universe. We were hanging out. SpongeBob had just came out. The kids wanted to take pictures with him. And we were riding rides. We had the unlimited wristband. We had our Johnny Rockets. Oh, we were having a great time. And then I remember, oh, shoot, I got to be on the radio. Y'all should have seen me throwing my kids in that nine-seater, strapping them in and hightailing it down 494 from Bloomington to Cottage Grove. Hurry up, bathing them, making sure they got their medicine and getting them into bed so that I could do this radio show. I tell you, I made it by the hair of my chinny chin chin. I'm so grateful to Jonathan Lowe for getting me all squared away and situated, and for all the guests who have been on the show courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. So listen, if you have missed any part of this show, if you missed my friend LaTanya Land talking about how important it is to support normal developing kids who have siblings with special needs, or you miss Makisha Nation talking about the Teach for America event coming up later this week, talking about DEI at a time in our nation's country where DEI is a bad word, where colleges and universities in Florida and Texas are eliminating positions. Companies who made pledges are going back on their word, and they are pressing forward with DEI, bringing in a speaker from Ferguson, Missouri, and talking about creating a more just Minnesota, they're doing that. If you missed that, you better log on and listen again. You had better tell that to your friends. Send them the link. Because that is the story that you want to hear. Now, listen, I like telling folks about resources and services. I like making sure that folks save money. Because how much is a dollar worth again? There have been times in my life where a dollar meant the whole world to me. I remember being in college. I would, you know, be in my closet going through old purses, getting ready to do something. And I would find a dollar and I thought I had hit the jackpot. You should have heard the hallelujah, the shout, the cry, and the scream. A dollar meant that I could get something to eat or just put a little gas in my car so I could get, you know, to class and then back to work. When times are hard and there's still a lot of month left at the end of the money, the difference of a few dollars makes a difference. And right now with the prices going up like they are, the cost of rent being so high, I have some good news for people who need to make every dollar count. I'm talking about getting a TAP card. That's a TAP card that stands for Transit Assistance Program. And now with this TAP card, a whole bunch of folks can ride the bus or the express bus or the light rail for just a dollar. And I've got Andrea Keepy here with me right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Andrea is a TAP program director for Metro Transit. Now, Andrea, I always tell folks, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So you got to tell me the truth about this TAP program, because the cards really let lower income folks ride for just a dollar, just $1, girl.
Yeah. Yes, we believe it or not, transit works better when more people ride. And so we want everyone who wants a ride to be able to take it. And hopefully people are able to get out of crisis mode and eventually maybe pay their full fare. But while their budget is tight, let's make sure everyone who needs to ride gets a ride.
Okay, now tell me this. How do you qualify for the TAP card? What do you need to do?
Well, there's sort of two ways to go. One is if you already have social benefits like SNAP, energy assistance, medical assistance, WIC, there's about two dozen different programs where if you are already signed up for that, you can show one of your documents and apply either in person at our stores or online. It's a very quick form, maybe 2 minutes to type it out. And then you'll get our card. The other option is we have over 140 community partners, organizations that, you know, maybe food shelves, community clinics, places that you may already be going to get some help. And they can also use those to get you signed up, or they can go directly from, you know, maybe your pay stub, your tax return, your W-2 to directly confirm your income. Because we accept anything under the 50% of area median income, which kind of a jargon term, but basically for a single person, if you're making under $43,000 a year, you probably qualify.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does it mean for people to have affordable, reliable transportation?
See, I think it's really critical, and this is something we hear from our community partners that are providing those extra services, the food shelves, the other, you know, maybe the drug rehabs, people who are in that position where they do need extra help. Sometimes it's the fact that they cannot get there that's the problem. You know, what's the mm-hmm. point of having an affordable, you know, pharmacy benefit if you can't get to the drugstore? What's the point mm-hmm. of having EBT if you're living in a food desert and you can't get to the grocery store? So we got to have all the pieces working together so that people can get through those rough patches and you know, get out the other side.
Now, we talked about how to who qualifies, but I need to talk about the application process, because sure. sometimes that is a game changer for folks. You know, you got all this paperwork and you already on the bus and you don't have right. a lot of time, and you got these right. kids. What kind of documents do you have to show to get the car? How difficult is it, or how easy is it to apply?
Sure. So the application, it's on a piece of paper if you go down to one of our transit stores, or if you mm-hmm. see one of our community partners. But the exact same form is on our website, and so you just type it in. But it's basically name, address, phone number. And okay. just like any go-to card, there's also a password. So just in case the card's lost or stolen, you can okay. reclaim it, and there's some security built in. So that's nice. But, you know, the whole thing, I mean, I don't know, takes a minute or two to fill that mm-hmm. out. And then you...
It is 8:37. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I tell y'all what, I'm getting old. I can't even lie to you. I can't even... 52 years old slapped me in the whole face. Because there is stuff... How you forget you got to go to work? I forgot that I had to work today. I cannot lie to you. I was at the Mall of America just hanging out. The book party was done. We put away all the headphones for the silent disco. We were going about our business. We were at Nick Universe. We were hanging out. SpongeBob had just came out. The kids wanted to take pictures with him. And we were riding rides. We had the unlimited wristband. We had our Johnny Rockets. Oh, we were having a great time. And then I remember, oh, shoot, I got to be on the radio. Y'all should have seen me throwing my kids in that nine-seater, strapping them in and hightailing it down 494. From Bloomington to Cottage Grove, hurry up, bathing them, making sure they got their medicine and getting them into bed so that I could do this radio show. I tell you, I made it by the hair of my chinny chin chin. I'm so grateful to Jonathan Lowe for getting me all squared away and situated, and for all the guests who have been on the show courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. So listen, if you have missed any part of this show, if you miss my friend LaTanya Land talking about how important it is to support normal developing kids who have siblings with special needs, or you miss Makisha Nation talking about the Teach for America event coming up later this week, talking about DEI at a time in our nation's country where DEI is a bad word, where colleges and universities in Florida and Texas are eliminating positions. Companies who made pledges are going back on their word, and they are pressing forward with DEI, bringing in a speaker from Ferguson, Missouri, and talking about creating a more just Minnesota. They're doing that. If you missed that, you better log on and listen again. You had better tell that to your friends. Send them the link, because that is a story that you want to hear. Now, listen, I like telling folks about resources and services. I like making sure that folks save money. Because how much is a dollar worth again? There have been times in my life where a dollar meant the whole world to me. I remember being in college. I would, you know, be in my closet going through old purses, getting ready to do something, and I would find a dollar, and I thought I had hit the jackpot. You should have heard the hallelujah, the shout, the cry, and the scream. A dollar meant that I could get something to eat, or just put a little gas in my car so I could get, you know, to class and then back to work. When times are hard and there's still a lot of month left at the end of the money, the difference of a few dollars makes a difference. And right now, with the prices going up like they are, the cost of rent being so high, I have some good news for people who need to make every dollar count. I'm talking about getting a TAP card. That's a TAP card. That stands for Transit Assistance Program. And now with this TAP card, a whole bunch of folks can ride the bus or the express bus or the light rail for just a dollar. And I've got Andrea Keepy here with me right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Andrea is a TAP program director for Metro Transit. Now, Andrea, I always tell folks, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So you got to tell me the truth about this TAP program, because the cards really let lower income folks ride for just a dollar, just $1, girl.
Yeah. Yes, we believe it or not, transit works better when more people ride. And so we want everyone who wants a ride to be able to take it. And hopefully people are able to get out of crisis mode and eventually maybe pay their full fare. But while their budget is tight, let's make sure everyone who needs to ride gets a ride.
Okay, now tell me this. How do you qualify for the TAP card? What do you need to do?
Well, there's sort of two ways to go. One is if you already have social benefits like SNAP, energy assistance, medical assistance, WIC, there's about two dozen different programs where if you are already signed up for that, you can show one of your documents and apply either in person at our stores or online. It's a very quick form, maybe 2 minutes to type it out. And then you'll get our card. The other option is we have over 140 community partners, organizations that, you know, maybe food shelves, community clinics, places in, that you may already be going to get some help. And they can also use those to get you signed up, or they can go directly from, you know, maybe your pay stub, your tax return, your W-2 to directly confirm your income. Because we accept anything under the 50% of area median income, which kind of a jargon term, but basically for a single person, if you're making under $43,000 a year, you probably qualify.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does it mean for people to have affordable, reliable transportation?
See, I think it's really critical, and this is something we hear from our community partners that are providing those extra services, the food shelves, the other, you know, maybe the drug rehabs, people who are in that position where they do need extra help. Sometimes it's the fact that they cannot get there that's the problem. You know, what's the mm-hmm. point of having an affordable, you know, pharmacy benefit if you can't get to the drugstore? What's the point mm-hmm. of having EBT if you're living in a food desert and you can't get to the grocery store? So we got to have all the pieces working together so that people can get through those rough patches and you know, get out the other side.
Now, we talked about who qualifies, but I need to talk about the application process, because sure. sometimes that is a game changer for folks. You know, you got all this paperwork and you already on the bus and you don't have a lot of time, and you got these kids. What kind of documents do you have to show to get the car? How difficult is it, or how easy is it to apply?
Sure. So the application, it's on a piece of paper if you go down to one of our transit stores or if you mm-hmm. see one of our community partners. But the exact same form is on our website, and so you just type it in. But it's basically name, address, phone number. Just like any go-to card, there's also a password. So just in case the card's lost or stolen, you can reclaim it, and there's some security built in. So that's nice. But, you know, the whole thing, I mean, I don't know, takes a minute or two to fill that out. And then you just, if you're in person, you just show them a copy of some sort of identity document. We're pretty open on that. So, you know, a driver's license, a state ID, not surprising. But a utility bill or a lease statement is also accepted. So it's just like same day voting in the state of Minnesota. And the state of Minnesota makes that very easy to do. And then one of your income documents. So I already talked about medical assistance. That's a really common one. Food stamps, so in your EBT card or your WIC card. Unemployment's a new one we added just a couple of years ago. And, of course, if you've ever been on unemployment, you know they send you about, I don't know, 40 emails a day.
Girl, owl.
So any one of those will work. And then you're pretty much done.
Okay, now this is the thing that I remember as a child. We were on food stamps for a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And we would go to the store and everybody else is paying with regular looking money. Mm-hmm. And we'd have a purple $5 bill and a pink $10 bill and an orange $20 bill. And you know, we would wait for all the other kids because, you know, we're kids going to the store. We go to the store mm-hmm. for our parents, you know, just like the kids do now. And we would wait for all the other kids to get through the line. And then we would go last because it was embarrassing.
Sure.
It was, you know, a source of shame for us that we were mm-hmm. in there. And if you pull out that money, everybody knew what you were getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know, when you get this tab card, what does it look like? Does everybody see it and know your business when you're getting on the bus? Like, oh, that's a tab card. That's not a regular card. You only paying a dollar.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know if you've ever seen, our go-to card. It's, you know, it's yellow and blue, and, it's the same card anybody uses that gets any time of pass. It doesn't look any different with the tap. Now, of course, our computer can tell the difference and it knows to charge you a dollar. But unless you're speaking, you know, the binary language of computers, you're not going to be able to tell by looking at it. So, and you know, partly that's for the privacy of our tap folks, mm-hmm. and partly that's just for us. Why would we want to have a whole separate system, you know, that we have to deal with? So it's simpler for everybody, and that's partly why, you know, our application is quick. We just try to keep it simple, makes it easier.
Yeah, it does. And I appreciate you keeping it simple and making it easy for people to apply for the TAP program. Now, give us the information again. Where can they go to apply online? And if they're internet insecure and they're listening to our station, where can they go to get a physical paper application?
So we have transit stores in downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul. And of course, if you have any questions about TAP, you can always call our main info line, 612-373-3333. That's for TAP, but that's also for anything else, Metro Transit. A ton of resources there about how to ride the bus, when, where, how much it costs, all that. And, of course, they're happy to answer questions about TAP, too. So they can tell you where to go and sign up in person, if that's what you'd prefer. If you've got a smartphone, you can crack it out, your application on that in about 2 minutes, and we'll send you the card by mail. And of course, if you don't have a smartphone either, you know, the librarians, they're so helpful. You can always use the computer there as well. So, and they're all pretty, I think they're all pretty familiar with TAP. Some of them are TAP partners, the libraries. So they're very healthy to either get you a card from themselves if they're a partner or just help you use the computer to do it.
Well, Andrea Keepy, thank you so much for being on the Sunday night show with me. And thank you for starting off your week, making sure that everyone has this information, because if it doesn't apply to you, there's a child in your class. There's a family at your church. There is somebody that you know who could use and benefit from this program. So spread the word.
Absolutely.
Don't tune out if you think, well, you know, I'm driving a Volvo. Why is she talking about a TAP program? This does not apply to me. But it applies to somebody who works for you.
Almost everybody knows someone who's been laid off, or that niece mm-hmm. who's in the entry-level job making 15, you know, bucks an hour. And there's no reason those people should be paying full price when they could be saving. Why not?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing this information and spending your Sunday night with me. I had a great time and I appreciate you.
Thanks so much, ma'am. Have a good one.
All right. And you all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 8:56. And I tell you, I'm ashamed. I'm absolutely embarrassed because I had no idea that we had the Minneapolis Breakfast Club sitting on Lagoon Avenue with all that good food. I had never been there. And so one of the shows on my podcast network, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, is the Jet Setting Divas. Three women who travel all around the world, and they come back every week and talk about it on their show, right? And so they came to Minneapolis to visit, and they're telling me all about the Breakfast Club. And I was like, oh, okay. Is that a new spot? I've never heard of it, never been there. And they're eating all this cool food, and there's a big, giant sofa in the lobby, and, you know, they've got the name in neon. There's a disco ball in the bathroom. They got a freaking DJ in there. They got peach mimosas. I was like, was I under, Jonathan, had you ever heard of the Breakfast Club?
Nope.
Okay. So, oh, good. Because I was feeling bad. I was shamed. It was so good. Yesterday, I took my whole family back again today. And if I could swing it, I'm going tomorrow. And I'm going to bed. My time is up, but I've had a great time with you. Jonathan has been here. You've been here. And I so appreciate you spending part of your Sunday evening with me. May you have a magnificent Monday, a terrific Tuesday, a wonderful Wednesday, a thankful Thursday, and a fabulous Friday. We'll see you on Saturday on the Shaletta Show. It is 8:56, and I tell you, I'm shamed. I'm absolutely embarrassed because I had no idea that we had the Minneapolis Breakfast Club sitting on Lagoon Avenue with all that good food. I had never been there. And so one of the shows on my podcast network, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, is the Jet Setting Divas. Three women who travel all around the world, and they come back every week and talk about it on their show, right? And so they came to Minneapolis to visit, and they're telling me all about the Breakfast Club. And I was like, oh, okay. Is that a new spot? I've never heard of it, never been there. And they're eating all this cool food, and there's a big, giant sofa in the lobby, and, you know, they've got the name in neon. There's a disco ball in the bathroom. They got a freaking DJ in there. They got peach mimosas. I was like, was I under, Jonathan, had you ever heard of the Breakfast Club?
Nope.
Okay. So, oh, good. Because I was feeling bad. I was shamed. It was so good. Yesterday, I took my whole family back again today. And if I could swing it, I'm going tomorrow. And I'm going to bed. My time is up, but I've had a great time with you. Jonathan has been here. You've been here. And I so appreciate you spending part of your Sunday evening with me. May you have a magnificent Monday, a terrific Tuesday, a wonderful Wednesday, a thankful Thursday, and a fabulous Friday. We'll see you on Saturday on the Shaletta Show.